Revenge of the Toffee Monster by Susan Gates. Read by Russell Bolter. Chapter 1. Lenny's bike skidded to a stop. He leapt off it and threw it onto the ground. "What's this place?" he asked himself out loud. He read the name on a rusty metal sign. Butterworth's Toffee Works. "Where'd this place come from?" he demanded, as if it should have asked his permission to be there. It was just that he'd never spotted it before. This industrial estate was his territory. He was always riding his bike around it. He thought he knew every inch of it. True, the Toffee Works was easy to miss. It was down an alleyway that was almost blocked with wheelie bins and stinking rubbish. It was a skinny building, squeezed in between two warehouses, like the filling in a sandwich. It shouldn't be here. It didn't belong. It was made out of crumbling yellow brick. It looked as if there'd been some planning mistake, as if it had been left behind by accident when they'd bulldozed all the other buildings to put up the modern factory units. Lenny pushed aside a wheelie bin. "What's this sign, then?" he wondered. The other sign was a hand with a pointing finger. "To the Toffee Museum. Free," it said. "I didn't know there was a toffee museum round here," said Lenny. He sounded even more disapproving. He didn't like things happening on his territory that he didn't know about. But he found himself thinking, might be worth a look. That showed how bored he was. Usually, if any of his friends had said, "Hey, how about a look around the Toffee Museum?" he would have answered, "Toffee Museum? You've got to be joking." But today, there were no friends around. He'd called at everyone's house, even the...